Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Chris is going to tell us about geofence warrants. I had to admit, I don't even know what that is. So we're going to find out what that is, what it means, what it's all about, and why it's a bad thing. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's on the way. Plus, how do you make Halloween the lamest Halloween ever? We can tell you about that on the way as well. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
We were just telling you a couple of real-life stories, though, from the New York Post. They're interviewing New Yorkers, city people, who they thought they wanted to leave. And, you know, it's probably a pretty good idea to get out of New York City. If you don't have to be there for work anymore and you don't want to be living on top of, you know, 8 million people or 10 million or whatever it is these days. Because, again, there's a lot of people that come in during the day, or at least there were. Now not so many of them are traveling because their work has now gone remote. So they've been able to leave the city. Turns out some of these city folk, they can't handle it outside of New York City. As one woman said, after she moved to Burlington, Vermont, with her two Siberian Huskies on June 1st, she said, after 2 weeks, I was like, is this all there is? Where is everybody? So her name is Maureen Cross. The story from the New York Post, she said, or not Cross, Cross, according to the story, was soon browsing Street Easy to move back to the West 80s from her new digs in the sticks and ultimately scored a duplex with a backyard. She was happy to return to the churn of fast-paced city life and soon found herself back in her old routine of visiting museums, walking through Riverside Park, and volunteering with the Wild Bird Fund. She said, I moved back right in time for the Met reopening. When I walked into the room with the Jackson Pollock and Mark Rothko paintings, my cells fell back into place. Of course, not everyone can just...
Just as soon as she was back in her cell.
Yeah. Earlier this year, it says, of course, not everyone can just pick up and move back. Earlier this year, Jen, who works for a radio station and declined to give her last name, moved out of her apartment on West 87th Street with her husband and two daughters, age 4 and 8. She said, when June came, I lost my mind and agreed to buy a pool that came with a home in Albany, said the 44-year-old, half jokingly. The former Upper West Sider said she, quote, misses everything, unquote, about the city, but agreed to stay put, considering her husband loves the burbs and her kids are, quote, thriving, unquote. Someday when she and her husband are empty nesters, she hopes to return.
There's a reason they call it bourbon.
She said, I just can't believe that I have to wait that long. She said, others have managed to hold on to their places in the city while they hide out elsewhere. Noelle, a 32-year-old commercial real estate developer, recently decamped to Whitefish, Montana with her partner and two young children.
Whoa.
Thankfully, they still have the keys to their Gramercy place. She said, I miss talking to the doorman in the morning when I walk my dog. Noelle declined to give her last name for privacy reasons, saying further, quote, I miss going outside and being able to talk to people. Well, now, wait a minute. I've actually found that people, now I can't speak to Whitefish, Montana, but I found that people in Keene, New Hampshire are awfully friendly, and if you want to talk to folks in New Hampshire, they'll talk to you.
Yeah, yeah. This is just crazy to me. Like, if I wanted to go out and, like, socialize, like, I would think that you'd actually probably have an easier time socializing with people from more rural areas than you would from a city, given that people in a city, they don't want to talk to you.
Yeah, they're notorious for, like, not even looking at you.
They won't respond to you if you try to, you know,
see, I haven't found that, but, you know, I spent most of my time in New York City wandering around Battery Park in the middle of the night. And
well, yeah, if they're high and they have nothing better to do, then, yeah, they'll talk to you probably. Mm. But, yeah, if you're just walking down the streets during the day, those people have somewhere to be.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So while hiking, swimming, and sledding are nice, she says they don't hold a candle to visiting the Central Park Zoo with the kids or a date night at Casa Mono, one of her favorite neighborhood restaurants. Even her toddler can't wait to return to his cosmopolitan routine.
You know what this feels like to me, honestly, is it's not the location, probably. It's more the different environment and not knowing where those places are. That would be really, really great to... go out on a date night. Like, I remember I used to live in Flemington, New Jersey, and there was this place called Angelo's, and it was this
Italian restaurant,
this amazing Italian restaurant. And, I didn't know about it for, like, basically my entire life. And then it's like I find it one day, and I come across it based on a recommendation from somebody, and...
And you went back.
Right. But, like, I've never found anything like that in Keene. But that doesn't mean there's not stuff here. I just don't know about it, right? And I think that's probably the problem that these people are having. They just don't... They moved this place. They've only been there two, three weeks, and then they're like, they don't know what to do. Well, okay, well, get to know people, find out where the places are, and go check them out. It's like,
well, I mean, the fact is, a city like New York City, there's a lot of stuff to do, right? I mean, in normal times, I don't know if you can do anything now, but previously,
sure,
you could just walk down the block in Manhattan and find a comedy club to go into, or a hookah lounge or whatever, right? Like, there's stuff everywhere.
And
if that's what you're used to, then I get it. It's a culture shock. And some of these people, they can't handle it. I say, good riddance. Get out of here.
It's funny because it's like they act like this kind of stuff doesn't happen outside of New York City. And it does.
Sure, it does. Yeah.
And it happens even in fairly small towns. Even in Keene, there are, there's gambling, dens and there are lots of bars. And, I don't know. I just think it's hilarious that, like, these people can't find these places.
Well, they're not as densely packed in other places,
right? I guess you have to drive.
There's
to
more people living in
a
block. There's more people living in, like, a building in New York City than probably live in all of Keene, New Hampshire. Like, you've seen those huge tenement houses that just...
It's probably a bit of an exaggeration, but
It's not an exaggeration at all.
I mean, too far off.
As I understand it, the World Trade Center had its own zip code.
Yeah.
That sounds like an exaggeration, but I don't know.
No, it was actually literally true.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, incredible. It did.
So, the article wraps up with one more quote from one of these people. She says, "My son looked at me one day and said, 'Mommy, I miss sushi.'" Again, as though you couldn't get sushi.
Right, this is exactly what I'm talking about. These people are just, they're like, they need to get out of the house more. Like, after they move, they can't just stay wrapped up in their little house. You gotta go out.
That's just it. They're afraid. They're not going to go out because they're afraid. It reminds me, my sister moved here, or not here, she moved to Vermont earlier this year, and she moved from the city. Now, she wasn't born and raised in the city. She's just been living there for most of her adult life.
Hmm.
But she came up to Vermont, and I caught wind that she'd moved from my parents. And, like, I haven't seen this girl in, a decade or more.
Wow.
And we don't have much of a relationship, but I tried to do, like, the right thing, right, and reach out as the big brother, like, hey, I heard you're in the neighborhood now, because she was an hour and a half from Keene. She's in Vermont, southern Vermont. And I'm like, hey, why don't you come on over, bring your husband or fiancé or whatever boyfriend you've got, and, I'll take you out to lunch or something like that. Right? Yeah. Just to kind of catch up.
Sure, sure.
I figured it's a good excuse, right, because she's been in New York City, and now she's in Vermont.
Yep.
And her response was that they're, quote, hunkered down in Vermont, and that they're not going out, and they're not going to come out here, and they're not going to go out in wherever they are.
Yep.
And they're, quote, hunkered down. Yep. So, like, it's a total city person fear mentality, and I was just like, all right, well, I tried.
Yeah.
I'm not going to try to persuade her or anything like that. It's fine. I really didn't want to do it in the first place. I tried to do the right thing, and she wasn't even going to leave her house in Vermont, in the woods of Vermont. So that's the kind of people we're talking about here. These people, they completely bought all the propaganda. That's one of the reasons they left in the first place, was to get away from the population center, and they're just scared to death.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I could see moving away, but completely, you know, boarding yourself up and not going out ever is probably a bit of an overdoing.
Absolutely.
It. Yeah.
So anyway, I say to these city people, get back to where you came from. Let's get some of these people out of these houses so we can get freedom-loving people to give them a chance.
Get back to once yeah. you once belong.
Exactly. All right. So 855, 450, free. So Chris, what are geofence warrants? I've heard of geofencing in, like, marketing, right? So, like, you show up in a certain location, and there's an advertisement that plays to you because the phone knows that you're in that location or whatever. That's how I've heard of geofencing.
So they basically know where people are all the time nowadays
based on the
cell phones, and they basically draw a circle around an area that they know a crime happened, and they say, give me every person's name who is in that area.
Let's talk about what that turns into and why it's a bad thing. Yep. On the way, it's Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. News from news.bitcoin.com. The U.S. government moves to regulate cryptocurrencies after the Attorney General publishes enforcement framework. $4.8 billion still missing from the Silk Road. Some of the oldest bitcoins were just moved. Is Satoshi Nakamoto back in the game? Publicly traded companies move more cash into Bitcoin. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Doodle, Stuart, Harold, and Porkchop. Porkchop, his beautiful blonde coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd, Lab, Husky mix. They did a DNA test on the 4 rescues. The first year is just a complete retraining. Lots of love, discipline, and daily upkeep. I'm a registered nurse and a personal trainer. If I eat healthy, then my dog should eat healthy.
DinoVite.com.
They need the vitamins and minerals that Dinovite provides.
Dinovite is nutrition.
Harold, the Border Collie Pit Mix, has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat terrier, has fur now where he never had it before. Doodle, he's a poodle cocker spaniel. His energy is tremendous. The Dinovite will make your dog happy, vivacious, jump up and down, wag their tails. It will make you smile.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dinovite at DinoVite.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450 free. That's 855-450 free.
Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Also, we have our new chat server, the Matrix chat server. Somebody was just asking in our Twitch chat room, what happened to the Discord? Well, they shut it down. So we went independent, and we installed the Matrix chat server, which means that no one can stop us now. You can join.
We're on a mission from God.
You can join it over at chat.lrn.fm. That's not the actual server URL. It's just a web page that will give you the instructions on how to get in. So check that out at chat.lrn.fm. Chris, you were just getting into telling us about these geofence warrants. Geofencing being a technology that sort of identifies where you are, and certain apps, for instance, that can use this information might feed you advertisements. That's one of the more common ways you'll hear geofencing talked about. It's where I've heard it discussed. But apparently, the cops are using it, too, for warrants?
Yeah, so it's this crazy thing. So they're supposed to usually get, like, a warrant to, you know, search a thing.
A specific place for a specific thing. Yeah.
Well, this is kind of like a reverse warrant. They know where a crime happened. They don't know who to search. So they basically go on a fishing expedition by subpoenaing records from
the phone companies.
In this case, Google, I believe it is.
But
because Google is tracking
presumably Apple
more
too?
Detail, probably more detail, and so it's not necessarily the case that they will get everybody's information because it does require you to be like using Google services. Mm. But almost all Android phones are,
right,
unless you're like install something else. So theoretically, you could have somebody also without a phone. So just because you have a geo warrant or whatever doesn't, or geofence, right, warrant, it doesn't mean that you're going to have all the people who were near a crime scene.
Right. Any criminal who's smart enough to leave their phone at home when they commit their crime will have a distinct advantage.
Right, exactly. And so there,
so many people are amazed when I leave my phone at home, too.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so they then have a list of what they call suspects, basically, based on this geo warrant. Or geofence warrant. I can't keep saying that wrong. So this is a story from Zero Hedge, I guess. Google geofence warrants keep locking up innocent people who were in proximity of a crime scene.
Hmm.
Months ago, we detailed an incredibly scary and Orwellian tool in the local police force arsenal known as a geofence warrant. As described at the time, it's essentially a virtual dragnet over crime scenes where police request to sweep up Google location data drawn from users' GPS, Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, and cellular connections from anyone who happened to be near a crime scene.
Hmm.
So can you just imagine maybe in the morning you go for a jog, you know, driving by a pizza place that's robbed,
yep,
and all of a sudden now you're
the
being
prime
accused
suspect
of, you know, committing a crime,
yep,
of robbing the joint.
All the time.
GPS, Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, and cellular connections from everyone who happened to be near a crime scene. From this blanket of surveillance law enforcement, then it tried to figure out which phones may have tied to suspects or possible witnesses. Already this type of blanket surveillance warrant, which works as a kind of guilt by proximity at the time of crime occurred, has been used by police to arrest what turned out to be innocent bystanders who were suddenly surprised to find themselves prime suspects. Yeah, because these cops are not like, they're not the brightest tools in the shed, you know? I mean, they basically say, okay, well, you were near the crime scene, therefore you must have somehow...
Well, you were near the crime scene, and you're black, like, so therefore...
Yeah, and
and so it's this tool that's basically used to find a suspect that they can then later get, a prosecutor can later get a conviction on based on merely being near what was the crime scene that may or may not actually be the person involved to commit the crime.
And we shouldn't be surprised that that's the direction the police will take things, because they are, in a lot of cases, corrupt, and they are, you know, lazy. But in theory, this isn't a bad concept necessarily. Like, the concept of, hey, something bad happened, it would help us to talk to the people who were nearby and find out if they saw anything. Like, on its own, there's nothing inherently wrong with that.
There's no difference between theory and practice. I think practice there generally is.
I think the issue comes down to that they're not going to a business owner and being like, oh, hey, can we look at your footage from your security camera? Mm-hmm. The problem is that people are unknowingly, basically being caught up in these, you know, police investigations that, without there being any kind of warrant or anybody, you know, involved.
Well, there was a warrant.
Well, okay, right. I'm sorry. Yeah, I guess
it's a geofence warrant.
Right, but they call it a warrant, but it's not a specific. It's not a warrant as it would be defined in the Constitution, right? It's not a specific place or thing to be searched. It is them just taking a circle, drawing it around a map, and then searching everybody's data, right?
Well, they are specifically asking for a specific set of data from one particular place,
but from a place that just happens to have everybody's data.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a little bit misleading, because they're getting everybody's data, right? So anybody in that area, they're getting their phone information, their host names of their phone,
whereas
their phone number,
the way
their addresses.
It's supposed to work is, in order to invade your data, mm-hmm. they're supposed to have specific evidence beforehand,
right,
that you actually did it, and being present in the neighborhood does not count as probable cause.
I get that, but in this case, their argument is not that it's your data, that it's Google's data.
Well, so they say. That's what Google thinks, too. Yeah. That's why Google and government get along like peas in a pod.
Right. That's like saying you don't own your phone because there's a license agreement attached to it. I mean, come on.
Stop using Google phones for one.
I don't use Google's proprietary software that has this stuff in it. Yeah.
But moving to Apple isn't going to solve your problem.
No. That's also true.
What you want to do, if anything, would be get a tablet instead of a phone, learn to change your MAC address, and then put Linux on it. And when
and you're now way out of the bailiwick of, you know, the average phone user.
You know, you're not supposed to be average.
Yeah.
The average person is an idiot.
Well, I don't disagree with that, generally speaking. The average person is probably an idiot, but the idiot is also the one investigating me, so, you know, for a crime that I didn't commit.
Yeah.
So
I'm not defending what they're doing here. I'm just kind of making whatever the legal argument might be on their side. We're not invading your privacy. You gave up your privacy by using Google and then gave them your information. We're just asking Google for
most
it.
People aren't even aware
that that's happening.
Right, or even, I don't even know, does it actually ever tell you that they're using, is there even anything that you agree to?
Yeah, there's an opt-in for location data, but you know they're still collecting it anyway, whether you opt into it or not.
Well, I think that's a good question.
The cell phone company needs to know where you are in order to serve you with their signal.
Right, right. So if it was, so let's back up a moment. So the geofence warrant in this particular case is in relation to Google. However, they could do something similar
with
the cell phone tower data. Tower data is less accurate, though.
Then that would also get you the flip phone users, too, instead of, there still are some flip phoners out there. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We can continue this discussion. You can also bring up whatever is on your mind. Geofence warrants could be causing some serious problems out there with corrupt cops running things. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Joe Biden is continuing to hammer President Trump over the federal response to the coronavirus pandemic. Speaking in Minnesota, the Democratic nominee accused President Trump of waving the white flag and surrendering to the virus. The vice president also reminding us,
Dr. Fauci called last week for a mask mandate. This isn't a political statement. It's patriotic duty, for God's sake. But still, Donald Trump refuses to listen to science.
The former vice president also calling out some hecklers at that event in Minnesota.
This isn't a political statement like those ugly folks over there beeping the horns.
Some Trump supporters giving Biden a little bit of grief. And a rough day on Wall Street to close out the week. The Dow losing 157 points to close at 26,501. This is USA Radio News. President Trump is again pointing out the economy ahead of Tuesday's election.
The economy is going to be very shortly at a level which I don't think it ever was. Last year was the best year we've ever had, and I really believe that next year will be the best year economically we've ever had.
The president talking to reporters outside the White House and citing this week's GDP report, which the recovery grew at a 33.1% annualized rate last quarter. Agents from Immigration and Customs Enforcement and Customs and Border Protection have been told to be ready for possible unrest in Washington, D.C. on Election Day. An anonymous ICE official telling NBC News that agents are ready to secure federal buildings and work with local police. The move comes as a YouGov poll released earlier this month found that a majority of voters, nearly 56%, expect to see an increase in violence following the election. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. All you gotta do, dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. It's Ian, Nobody, and Chris in the studio here tonight. And I do want to say thanks to Bitcoin.com. Great place to go and get started in the world of cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. You can go and learn the basics over at Bitcoin.com. Just click on the Getting Started or Get Started area there. You can watch a quick video, maybe 2 or 3 minutes out of your life, and you will understand the basic concepts about Bitcoin and crypto. And you can dig in further, of course, if you want. Plus, I've got a great news site, which includes all kinds of information about the latest goings-on around the planet in the world of Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, and cryptocurrency. So go and get started at Bitcoin.com. Chris, you're sharing with us a story. And where was it from again?
Zero Hedge.
All right. Talking about the geofencing warrants that have been resulting in police charging the wrong people Because, well,
they're easier targets.
Cops
and now there's
are bureaucrats.
There's evidence against them because they were at the same or in the same area.
Well, of course, that's not actually evidence. That's just circumstance.
It is circumstance. Yeah. Well, that's what they call circumstantial evidence. And somehow circumstantial evidence is good enough to gain a conviction.
Well, it's good enough to get somebody scared to take a guilty plea.
I've seen people convicted on circumstantial evidence.
I used to know a mayor who used to say, well, you can fool all of the people some of the time. You can fool some of the people all of the time. And generally, that's sufficient.
Yeah, so, I mean, they're basically using it to manipulate people into thinking, you know, people are committing crimes when they're not the people who have actually committed the crime. That may have actually happened, but just not the same.
And again, that's because, you know, a lot of cops are corrupt. A lot of them are lazy. And so you get lazy, corrupt people and give them power. And then they're going to use this. They're going to go up and they're going to get this geofence warrant, which, again, for those just tuning in, is a way for them to go to Google and say, the store here got robbed. Give us the ID of anybody that happened to be in the vicinity of, half a mile or a mile radius around the store at that time.
They're literally looking for people to frame, basically. And, you know, the crazy thing about this is there will even be people who have been, business owners who have been robbed, or, you know, whoever was there at the time, like the cashier or whatever, and they will say, no, that's not the person, and yet they will still continue to prosecute these people.
Really?
Yeah. This is the kind of thing that happens all the time. This is a crazy thing. So let me read this. So mm-hmm. This is a particular instance of this happening. In 2018, 23-year-old George Maloney was arrested and jailed for 6 days on suspicion of killing another man. Mm. Police in Avondale, Arizona, about 20 miles from Phoenix, held Molina for questioning, according to a police report. Officers told him they knew 100%, without a doubt, his phone was at the scene of the crime, based on the data from Google. So basically, they were trying to imply that they knew he did it. And it's not I don't know, I haven't read further yet, but I suspect they probably actually outright told him they knew he did it at some point here.
Cops are allowed to lie.
Yeah, and that's
so
the thing. Yep.
Mm-hmm. They could say something like that to try to get somebody
in order to
plead
guilty. Yeah. And they do it all the time. In fact, Molina wasn't there. He'd simply lent an old phone to the man police later arrested. The phone was still signed into
this
his
was after
account.
This guy was arrested and put in jail for 6 days.
Yeah, the information about Molina's phone came from a geofence warrant, a relatively new and increasingly popular investigative technique police use to track suspects' locations, which is anybody in the area. Mm. Traditionally, police identify a suspect, then issue a warrant to search the person's home or belongings.
Right.
So, yeah, this is not despite the fact that they're calling it a warrant, it's misleading because it's not a specific thing and a specific place and thing to be searched.
But it is.
It's not. They don't have that information yet. What they're doing is they're going on a fishing expedition to obtain the information.
I know what they're doing.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, from their perspective, it is a specific place and thing. The specific place is Google server. And the thing that they want is the data about this particular location, this area where the crime was committed.
Oh. Okay,
that's
why it'll hold up. There's no reason to believe that anybody, the data, the people that they're the information that they're attempting to get will lead to, evidence of a crime.
I think there's a very strong reason to believe that.
Oh.
A crime was committed at that location.
No, it's not.
But
it's
the problem is they don't have a specific suspect. And the idea is before they go digging through your data, they're supposed
not
to
your
have
data.
Probable cause.
It's not your data.
You did it. Yes, it is.
No, it's not. You gave it to Google. Just in the same way that when you upload a photograph to Facebook, it is not your photo anymore. You still have the right to use it, but Facebook also was granted the right to use it in any way they want to.
So
If you upload a photo to Facebook or Twitter or wherever, right, one of these big corporations, their agreement, the terms of service, usually says they get a non-exclusive right to use your data in whatever way they want to use it, whether that's putting it in their advertisements or, you know, whatever, turning it over to the police, they can do what they want with it.
Sure.
Don't quote the old data to me, witch. I was there when it was written.
I'm not... I don't... I'm not I'm not debating. I don't disagree in some respect with that argument. I'm still not convinced that the police have sufficient. They can't just demand. Okay, so I'm going to give you another example. They can't just demand that Google hand over their entire database of all customers, right?
No.
And
the judge probably wouldn't allow that warrant if that's what they were asking for. But because they're being somewhat specific in that they only want data from this particular area, you know, a judge may only allow a mile radius. He may not allow 10 miles.
I mean, so
if you know that that you're if you think you know that your suspect lives within a mile of where the crime gets committed, why not just search every house in the neighborhood?
That's the kind of jump that you would expect these people to make when they want to go to the next level of tyranny.
Yeah, for them doing what they're doing is a jump.
Yeah.
The founding fathers talked about your data. It was well known that your data was sometimes in the hands of other people, but it meant that they couldn't go shake down your banker too to find out what kind of business
they do that crap all the time.
Yeah. I don't disagree, and I think
they do now.
They do, and they certainly didn't in the past.
The British
and they
do now.
And I think the problem here is if you start taking a look at what they're actually doing, and in modern in modern times here in like the last 20 years, you'll notice that they will do things like go around to every person in a neighborhood, they'll knock on the doors and force them to provide DNA, for example, in order to catch a murderer or something of that nature. Like
I don't think they can force them to do that.
Places they can, yeah. And I'm talking about Western countries,
about the United States.
Not necessarily. I don't know about the United States.
I don't think you can call China a Western country.
No. I'm saying not China.
Oh. Okay.
So, I don't.
But you're not talking about the United States.
I can think of at least one instance in like Denmark, maybe, mm-hmm. or someplace like that. It's definitely like a Western kind of country.
Something rotten in the state of Denmark.
Someplace where there's some level of supposed protection for people, yeah. And it's happening in the United States. That sort of thing too. And this is just an example of it, just as the DNA. And the question is, so you're okay with maybe a block, right?
I'm not saying I'm okay with it.
I understand. Okay, so
I'm just saying that I'm taking the perspective from their side,
sure.
and trying to explain why it's probably going to be seen as illegal.
At what point, where does it end?
That's a good
block?
Question. It's arbitrary.
Is it a mile?
It's totally arbitrary.
And then what happens if there's, a building of, 3,000 people in it, and you want a block, right? So now mm-hmm. all of a sudden you have data on, who God knows how many people.
That's right.
That you can pick from in order to frame effectively.
Mm-hmm. It's a good sign that it's not probable cause when you realize that that for every one guilty person, you've also violated the privacy of 2,999 innocent people.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
That doesn't constitute probable cause.
Well, what do you think the judge is going to think?
I think the judge is a crook.
I know.
Should be taken out and hung.
I suspect as it goes up to the courts, I think it'll eventually be thrown out. I think so.
All right, more coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts with us on geofence warrants.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to 1 a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And also, we've got a chat server. It's our Matrix chat. You can go to chat.lrn.fm and learn how to log in there. By the way, I want to say thanks to The Free Man, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. The Free Man contributing $5 a month to the Free Talk Live amp program at amp.freetalklive.com. It's a great way to get behind what we do here. If you like us talking about the ideas of freedom, probably really the only place you can hear about those ideas in any consistent way on the radio, then please join the AMP program like the Free Man did over at amp.freetalklive.com. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
We're talking about geofence warrants. And, Chris, was there more from your story?
Oh, yeah. Let me read. Let me read.
Because I found a court case, so we can get into
that as soon as I read this last. Yeah. I mean, there's more to the story, but let me do this one last paragraph here, because this is what people need to be. This is why people need to be freaking out about this. It's What I had suspected earlier did turn out to be correct. And
about the police lying to somebody?
About the police basically brainwashing people into pleading guilty, or taking a plea deal.
It's not a brainwash, it's an intimidation tactic.
Yeah, intimidation tactic.
Well, sometimes it goes so far that into the territory of brainwashing that people actually confess to things
they didn't do.
They think they did it, but they didn't do it.
And they believe that they did it.
I don't know if brainwashing is totally the wrong word, because people
are
convinced.
Well, that's totally the right word if you've been convinced.
If they believe they did it, then yeah, I would agree with you. If they're doing it just because they think it'll be the easiest way out of a situation, that's different.
That's not brainwashing.
Right.
That's
just intimidation.
Well, the problem is that there are certain tactics that are not supposed to use anymore in a lot of places, because it is effective. They effectively hold people there until they are convinced that they did a crime that they didn't actually commit, and that's how they get the guilty pleas, not because they believe they ever actually did it. Well, originally, anyway. Mm-hmm. All right, I told George that we knew 100%, without a doubt, that his phone was at the shooting scene, the police report on Knight's murder states. George gasped and said, "What? This feels like a freaking nightmare." Melina began to cry, saying,
"Well, wait a minute. In that case, that was true, right? His phone was at the scene.
It was manipulative, but nonetheless."
Yeah.
"Oh, my God, this is insane. As it turns out, the police did not know 100% without a doubt that his phone was at the shooting scene." So it actually wasn't the case even that they knew with 100% that his phone was at the scene, let alone him. So,
huh.
But they told him nonetheless that he, you know, they knew.
Well,
he did it,
in this case, wasn't this a case where he loaned the phone to the guy who ended up committing the murder?
Yes, that's correct.
So his phone probably was at the scene. It just wasn't held by him.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Anyway, maybe it's just written wrong.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure. This is
because that's how they found out about him in the first place. They went, arrested him. They put him in jail for 6 days, and then he was like, "Well, yeah, but it wasn't even I wasn't there. It was my buddy."
Who
yeah.
would lend their phone to somebody? My God. I mean,
people do.
I might if I factory reset.
I mean, oftentimes, like, you know, people, one person will own the phones will be in one person's name, but their family members
or kids, or
you know, a partner or whatever. And that's
or
actually,
business.
That's
business
actually, yeah, businesses phones, too. I mean, that's actually very common. That's super common. Like probably almost 95% of like all plans, it's like it's in one person's name, but it's not really
mm-hmm.
you know, it's not really there. Not all of the phones that are a part of that plan are that person's.
Hold that thought, Chris. I'm gonna try to get Gene, the Christian anarchist, on the line here. Gene, are you with us?
I'm here.
We got you. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I was gonna talk about the coming riots.
Oh, really? What's going on?
Oh, you know, the people are. I think that Trump is pretty much going to win this election, and after he does, there's going to be a lot of looting and burning, and people are going to be angry. It's going to be a mess. I've never seen this kind of division before in my lifetime, and even in the 60s, it was nowhere near like this.
And I don't think it makes any difference whether it's Trump, because if Trump wins, the Biden people are going to think they were cheated, and if Biden wins, the Trump people are going to think they were cheated.
But do you think they're going to riot? I mean, historically, it seems like more
the left. I think
they
might well revolt. They've got guns, unlike the liberals. How mm-hmm. long would how long is the Civil War going to last? 20 minutes?
But wait a minute. I mean, but do you think it's just this election that's going to push people into a revolt? I mean, that's historically not happened in this country.
Historically, revolts happened when they haven't happened for way too long. Eventually, you know, if you keep turning up the pressure, sooner or later, something's going to blow.
True.
Yeah, you back a dog into a corner, they'll eventually bite.
No doubt. But I don't know if this is going to do it. We'll see, I guess.
I don't know either, but
I'm definitely along your the thought pattern here, Ian.
The right wingers tend to be well behaved compared to the people on the left.
I don't think this is going to go anywhere.
That's because if and when they boogaloo, you're going to see something new. Mm-hmm. Because unlike we're talking about organized action by people, many of whom are veterans, and a lot of people are going to die very quickly, and then they're going to have a hard time dealing with all the people who surrender.
It's not going to be so much organized, because what will happen, you remember when we've had a few lone gunmen go out there and take out some people, and I would think that if Biden wins, we're probably going to see a lot more of that. But if Trump wins, and I'm pretty sure that he will, I think that we're going to see the left rioting and burning the cities. Already the cities are boarding up.
That seems like a gimme. I mean, that seems like it's going to
definitely
happen.
There's a difference between rioting and a civil war. And for a civil war, you need actual, you know, organization. And I don't think that's there.
So do you think they're actually rigging it for Trump? Or do you think they're going to fail to rig it?
You know, they cheat every time. We've seen voting fraud since forever. You know, as long as there's been a vote, there's been voter fraud. And the voter fraud has been, you know, ramping up. It's getting a little worse each election. But I don't think that they have enough voter fraud to overturn the right-wing rage that's going on right now and the bounce back from these riots earlier in the year. And I think the left is going to be shocked on election night, and they're going to be that much more angry. So, yes, it doesn't look good to me.
I got this feeling that, you know, the more the left goes, you know, the more radical the left gets, the more pushback they're getting from the right and or from the people who are in the middle. Yeah. And you're going to end up with another Trump win, basically, because of it.
Yeah, and
well, I think we're also going to see some arrests being made because the left people aren't very smart. They're online talking about how they're going to shut down all the major cities on November 4th.
They're already shut down.
But talk is cheap, and actual doing, actual action seems more.
What are they going to shut down? People aren't even going to work.
But you know? These are supposed leaders. These are supposed leaders getting online saying, we're going to send our group to do this.
When you say leaders, do you mean like an Antifa leader or do you mean like a political leader?
Different DNC type groups, you know, the radicalized groups.
Okay.
They're saying, and the leaders of those groups are saying, well, we're going to send these guys here and we're going to do that and we're going to shut down D.C. And the FBI
they said
is
that. Hold on, they said
that.
I gotta interrupt you here. They said on September 17th there was this the group that actually put together Occupy. They're called Adbusters. They had started promoting that they were going to occupy across the street from the White House for 50 days, running right up until the election. That never happened.
Yeah, talk is cheap, man.
They didn't do it. I mean, I figured they'd do it.
They won't.
It's the Occupy people. Like, you know, these guys have a history. I figured they were going to do this. They didn't even try it, it's from what I understand. There was no news. I looked on their website. I looked on their Twitter. I looked for some kind of evidence that somebody gathered in that spot. They didn't even attempt it. It just disappeared.
According to some of the Boogaloo boys that I talked to, a lot of them were intercepted on their way. And so
in D.C.
the leaders didn't show up at the staging areas.
Interesting. Who intercepted them?
Well,
FBI.
And I hear these reports every so often. There was a report I heard yesterday somewhere. I'm not even sure where it was. They arrested some people in a van, and they said there were explosives, and they listed the explosives. And it's the same BS every single time. A propane bottle, some torches, you know, and they're saying these are explosives. Well, any construction worker driving down the road in their van is going to have those kind of things in their van. So all they got to do is pull over somebody who's a construction worker and rip his truck apart and say, oh, look, he's got this weapon and that weapon, and these are terrorists. And
so you think it's going to be a pretty dark post-election season. I think most people probably agree with you on this, Gene. I mean, I think a lot of people are expecting there to be some pretty crazy stuff.
Definitely think a lot of people agree with him on this. I think it's absurd. I think it's unlikely. But
wait, you think it's unlikely that Antifa and the lefties are going to get into the streets if Trump wins?
No. I think it's unlikely to be a civil war. I think some rioting is not.
I think all the calls for
civil
war are overblown.
Is more likely if Biden wins.
Thank you, Gene, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. But that said, this whole civil war concept is getting a lot of media, so there's definitely some propagation for this idea out there, and that could be dangerous. There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
On a multidimensional probe, the Syscup Transtemporal Vehicle Clio discovers two entire universes have been annihilated in a massive time-traveling accident. Robert Kaminsky and his crew race home with the news, only to learn their own universe is next. To pull off the impossible, they'll have to embrace the unpalatable by placing their trust in the admin, Syscup's xenophobic sister universe, and the same people who tried to kill them all only months before. The Valkyrie Protocol by David Weber and Jacob Hollow. Available October 6th, wherever books are sold. Visit Bay Books at Bay.com for more.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.